Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dana Teague, who is with Hanley Wood and is the show director for the Surfaces show. Thought it'd be a good time to talk to her. We're at the last day of the show today. We'll run this actually tomorrow. I was going to ask you first. I'm sure you're worn out, so you doing okay?
I'm doing great. Feet are a little tired, but we're doing great. Just the energy of the show has been wonderful, and another word I think we could use to describe it is just optimism.
That's what we're hearing out there too. That we've asked a lot of people on the floor, you know, what do they think is going to happen in 2010, and most everybody says that, well, we're for sure on firm ground, and we all think that some growth will happen next year. Let me ask you first. I know most everybody's always interested in your attendance numbers. What can you tell me? I know you haven't probably got your final tally in, since I think there could be some registration today. I think it's free to enter after noon.
That's correct. It is free to enter after noon. We do still have registrations going on. Attendance, I'm very happy to report, is up over last year. We are definitely hoping to be up in the double digits. So, like you said, it'll be a couple weeks before we'll be able to report the final numbers, but we do definitely see an increase over last year.
And we've talked earlier, and the amount of space that you sold, which is one way of monitoring how a show's doing, is off, you know, a little bit this year, but I think that was to be expected, right?
Right. We were down about 17% in the total net square feet on the show floor. But we did have 131 new companies to the show, which was just wonderful. It's a great benefit to the attendees to see new products and new companies that they may be interested in doing business with.
All right, let's talk about the highlights.
One of the things that we did differently this year is we had four stages on the show floor. One was on installation, one on sustainability, one on business, and then there was one on design and trends. In the past, we'd only had the one stage on installation. These were free to all attendees. The reports back are that they were very well attended, that the information that was being distributed by the speakers was extremely valuable to the attendees. I think, you know, when times are tough, one of the keys to success is to really educate yourself in how to make yourself successful in business. And we did see an increase in our conference attendees, probably about 12% increase in conference attendees over last year.
And, you know, unfortunately, I was only able to see one of your conferences, but you had a nice, well-rounded series. I attended the one about marketing to the ultimate consumer, to women. Can you give us some other, perhaps, seminars that were well attended?
The one on social networking and social media was very well attended and is creating quite a buzz. I knew that people were actually tweeting from the class about Surfaces, and it's that viral marketing aspect that's important to the show. And also, I think retailers may be able to pick up some tips on how the viral marketing can work for them. Also, our installation forum, which is also extremely popular every year. Again, this year, standing room only class, very knowledgeable speakers. That one is also one of our highly ranked classes.
Well, I know Hanley Wood is a huge company. They do a lot of different shows. Do you have a little huddle after the show where you guys get together and kind of do a little lessons learned type of session? And if you did, or if you do, what are some of the things you might talk about?
Oh, we've already started huddling, and the show isn't over. We've had two meetings already today because we always want to look at what we can improve for the next year. A lot was good this year. I mentioned the four stages earlier. They were on the perimeter of the show floor. I think next year we've already talked about how to get them more centralized and more integrated into the rest of the show. I think that's an important lesson learned. We did a couple things this year with the Las Vegas market. I think we can do a couple more things with them next year in order to increase that designer base.
Yeah, let me address that for a second. Actually, this year, for the first time, you guys coordinated so that the market was going on, which is probably about 4 or 5 miles from here, was going on about the same time that this show was going on, and you had a system where people could, if they had a badge there, they could get in over here and back and forth. So then, you know, that brings design people, which is a nice element, because as you know, flooring can be a fashion. Most people see it as a fashion business. So that enable designers to come over to the show. You don't have a read yet on how successful that was yet, do you?
We don't. One of the ways that we can get information is through our shuttle bus drivers. And there was definitely an increase in traffic coming over from the Las Vegas markets, and some of the comments that he was hearing from the designers, how beneficial it was having both events in the same town at the same time. We will be doing this again. In fact, Las Vegas market has changed their dates to coincide with Surfaces and Stone Expo Marma Mac Americas next year.
All right, let's talk about next year. I think it's moving right now. We're in the first week of February. I think you're moving back to the last week in January, and you're combining the Stone Expo as part of this show, and you're moving this show to the Mandalay Bay. Talk a little bit about all that.
We are so excited for next year. Coming off of this on the high and then moving into next year, we are moving to Mandalay Bay. Still on the south end of the Strip, but I think people will be pleasantly surprised with the building. It really fits Surfaces. It's a beautiful building, much more updated than where we currently are. Great housing package in the area, plenty of hotel rooms, and a wide range of pricing. We're still negotiating the price, but probably in the 70s, all the way up to the low 200s, depending on the type of facility that you would like to stay in. We will be co-located with our Stone Expo, Marma Mac America's event, which brings in primarily fabricators as well as stone companies, machinery, and it's a very strong event on its own, but I think putting the two together and the synergies between the two will create one great mega event.
And the reason you're moving is because the Sands was going to go through a major renovation. They weren't able to give you a contract for the space up here. I think that's been put on hold now with the financial situation we're in. But the Mandalay Bay, you know, at the Sands you have a beautiful upstairs with high ceilings, and downstairs you have almost like a basement feel. And while it's going to be on two floors at the Mandalay Bay, it's two floors that are almost exactly the same, so you don't get the feel of A space and B space, right?
That is correct. It's going to change the look of Surfaces, and I think for the better, both on the attendee side as well as the exhibitor side. They'll find it a great experience next year.
So, Dana, what are the dates for next year?
January the 26th through the 28th. Yeah, we are moving up just slightly. We will be off of Super Bowl. That's always a question that comes up. But January 26th through the 28th, mark your calendars.
And that's the Tuesday through Thursday still. Is that right?
No, that will be a Wednesday to Friday. We are going back to our old pattern.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thanks for spending time with me this morning. We've been talking to Dana Teague, who is in charge of the Surfaces show with Hanley Wood, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.